Hey, wellness and Wahala warriors. It's your girl, Dr. Tomi, better known as Ama Aba. So, welcome to the Wellness and Wahala podcast. A wellness Wahala warrior is a winner, is a world changer, is wise and winsome. They are dedicated to tackling Wahala, which means issues, problems, and Nigerian pidgin for the good of humanity. Our tribe of subject matter experts in our village are a voice to the voiceless. Oya, join me, the former diplomat and public health advisor, Dr. Tomi Ademaku, better known as Oma Aba, as I give you the best public health and wellness of Wahala, just with wonderful people, subject matter experts, using their compassion to take action to put us on the pathway of a Wahala-free life. All views and statements are represented are my own and my guests. Love you and bless up. So welcome to the Wellness and Wahala podcast, y'all. I have a very, very, very special VIP guest, very, very important guest today. She's one of my favorite heroes. She works for and serves in the Israel Defense Force, IDF, in Israel. And her name is Kali. I've been following her for a very long time. She's also a social media wellness blogger, not just, you know, IDF hero and a soldier. And she's currently serving, as all of us know, in the, you know, IDF Hamas war due to, you know, the evil atrocities of October 7th. So I'm very happy that she can take time out of her very busy schedule serving and her nation and her people, which are our people, because I was in Israel last year with my family and I visited the Holy Land and even Palestine area. So this is very close to our hearts. So welcome, 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 Kali.
Thank you so much for having me today. Thank you so much.
It's an honor. It's an honor. So please let people know who you are. Just give us a brief overview of your background. Over to you.
Okay, thank you. So hi, guys. My name is Kali. I'm a 20 years old IDF soldier. I was born in Ethiopia and I moved to Israel at the age of 3 years old with both of my parents. I was born as a Jewish woman to a Jewish mother. And now I've been living in Israel for almost 18 years now, so it's a big, big thing. And I've been in the IDF for almost 2 years of my life. I joined the military at the age of 18, and I'm 20, almost 21, so, yeah.
Wow, wow. So, whew, you guys, look, I told you she's one of my favorite heroes, young, and, you know, and she's very passionate about serving her country. She's an Ethiopian Jew. Yes, you all. We have African Jews. We have Africans in Israel. So that gets me to my next question, which is, can you share with us your background journey, you know, and history from Ethiopia and just like Ethiopian Jews? How long has the history of Ethiopian Jews? I know it goes back even to biblical times when you have the queen of Ethiopia, Sheba. So, you know, can you give us just the history of, a lot of people are still not aware that we have a lot of Ethiopian African Jews. Over to you.
So our community is actually called Beta Israel. It's a group actually of Ethiopian Jewish that came from Ethiopia, and it goes way back, way back. And, you know, for years that we lived in really remote villages far away from other people living inside of our community. And when we had the chance to come to Israel, because this is the only hope that we ever had, you know, living in a really remote village, and the only thing that you know is about your religion. So yes, you hope to return to the land of Jerusalem. So when we had the chance to come in here and to live among other Jewish people all over the world, it was a great opportunity, and this is why we came to this land and lived here. So,
yes, yeah. Which is good, and it shows that, mm-hmm. you know, we are united. A lot of people try to separate Israel from Africa, but we're there. And even like in history, when, mm-hmm. you know, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, they were trying to flee because, you know, they were about mm-hmm. to get assassinated. They came to Egypt, which is Africa. So, but a right. lot of people still try to say that Egypt and Ethiopia, you know, it's part of Middle East. The way the media tries mm-hmm. to portray different countries and different regions trying to separate us. So I'm very thankful for that background. As gets me to my next question, you know, as an active duty soldier in, you know, serving in the Israel-Hamas conflict, what are some of your challenging moments that you face on the battlefield? And then also wow. on social media, you know, some of the misconceptions, you know, and stereotypes of, oh, are you truly a Jew? You know, seeing you as someone that serves, and because they don't understand the diversity of, you know, exactly. That's in Israel. Over to you.
So, you know, people sometimes think that you cannot be Black and Jew. So the moment that you see a Black Jewish, it seems an impossible to them. So obviously when I started to upload those videos online trying to talk about my experience in Israel, it was so many people talking about, no, you're not a real Jew, you can't be. Mm-hmm. And the moment that you try to explain to them that it's not impossible, we are exist, you know, there is a group, it's not that complicated. And, you know, when you live in Israel, obviously, it's so, as you said, so diverse. Mm-hmm. Everybody has changed. Like, nobody is the same. Everybody is different from the other people. So when you try to talk about this, and people are having a really hard time to understand that. And this is, I think, one of the most challenging things that I ever had to face online, trying to explain people that I'm not lying. I'm a real Jew. I was born to a Jewish mother. People thought I'm half white, I'm mixed. When I talked about me being a Jewish woman, they thought my mom is white and my dad is Black, right. And that's why I'm a Jewish woman. Yeah, but I think one of the most challenging things that I had to face since October 7th is actually the realization that we are in a war. We have never experienced this type of a war before. So the moment, I think it took me almost 2 months to actually realize what is really happening in here. Yeah. So, yeah.
Whew. Yeah, and that's just really sad because
yes.
There's a lot of fake media out there. So mm-hmm. you made a good point. That gets me to my next question with the prevalence of, you know, a lot of the false media narratives and also a lot of cyberbullying. When I say, oh, I'm, you know, standing for Israel and I pray for Israel, you know, I've also experienced like cyberbullying and hate comments that I have to turn off my comments on social media. So how do you cope with or address those negative portrayals of Israel, also Ethiopian Jews? And, you know, how can we really change the narrative to bring more truth to it? And specifically how people also try to separate, oh, Israel, you know, Palestinian. They actually don't know. And I tell some people, I'm like, have you even traveled to Israel? Like, you know, you're speaking on something that you don't know about. You're not from there. You don't have any friends or family from there. And even when you travel there, you see there's a lot of Palestinians living in peace in Israel. You understand? So it was not the case versus when we, you know, what was shocking to us is that our Israel tour guide, when we wanted to go and visit Bethlehem, where Jesus was born in the Palestinian area, she could not enter, you know, into Palestine.
Right, exactly.
We had to now get another tour guide who was like a Palestinian Christian who was able to take over. And I asked, I said, how come? I said, we have Palestinians in Israel. How come you can't enter? You know, she said she has to get permission. It's similar like how you're trying to travel to a country. You have to get permission or get visa. Yes. You have to get clearance, or else if she follows us in, she can get arrested. So I was shocked. So I already saw, like, you know, the distinction, but I said, I was confused because I said, they try to make it seem like, oh, Israel, you know, is not for Palestinians. No, you're not for terrorists, you know? And I try to explain, similar from Nigeria, we have Boko Haram terrorists that have been terrorizing mm-hmm. people. That does not mean that I'm against Northerners or against people that are Muslim. I have Muslim in my family, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to agree with evil, you know, terrorists that are killing Christians. You see what I'm saying? So that's a totally, so people don't know how to separate that. And so if you can talk a little bit about those narratives, and particularly, you know, how it was before, you know, this Israel Hamas war, and, you know, and how we were living in peace with the Palestinians, that over 2 million of them that live in Israel area. And then now how the narrative has changed, and how can we really get the truth out there?
So when I started uploading those videos online, I saw there's a big, big gap between what the media is thinking the way about Israel and what they think is going to happen in Israel and what is actually happening in Israel. So when I started to talk about this, this is one of the reasons I tried to fill this gap, talking about, you have never been in Israel, so how do you know what is really happening here? Mm-hmm. You never visit, you never talk with the Palestinian people living inside of Israel. You have never talked about with other different groups in Israel. So how can you talk about Israel being an apartheid country or stuff like that? So when I started uploading those videos, I tried to talk about my experience as a minority group. So this one is the goals that I try to promote and talked about, and to think that not every single thing that you see online is actually the truth. Mm-hmm. And people are going to believe only the things that they want to believe. Mm-hmm. If they're going to think that Israel is a really, really bad country and say a lot of bad things about Israel, not all of them are actually going to listen. I'm talking to the people that have zero knowledge about this and actually want to learn.
Yes.
I'm not talking about the people that are being brainwashed into spreading so much hate and violence. Those kind of people that you cannot talk to, because they're not going to believe you regardless whatever you're going to say. They don't want to believe you. They don't want to listen to your experience.
They already made up their mind, right?
Yeah, they made up their mind and they don't want to listen. So what I'm talking, and I'm uploading these videos, I'm talking to the people that actually want to learn, that actually want to see and to hear what is actually happening in this country. So this is what I'm trying to do.
Yes. And one of my favorite videos is one of your recent videos. You address one of the celebrities here in the U.S., Tiffany Haddish, who got a lot of backlash, you know, actress. She said, look, I don't want to believe what's in the media. I'm going to travel there and experience it myself. And she was so happy. That was the first time she even knew that they had, you know, Ethiopian, African Jews. She went around and she actually saw like what happened, you know, because she took the time out and said, let me travel there. I want to learn. So I'm happy that you made that distinction. There's some people that are going to believe the false narrative. They don't care. They don't really want to learn the truth. We can't change people's minds that already made up their minds and don't want to learn. It's for those people that are curious and say, you know what? I really want to know what's going on. I want to understand. I want to understand the people. I want to understand the culture. I want to understand why this conflict exists. Let me go and try to reach out to the true natives of that land and travel and see it myself. So I thank you for that, because your videos are very educative, and you know, and it, I have learned from it, and I'm happy that you speak even on current affair issues, like, you know, Tiffany Haddish that went and she learned from herself, and she, you know, and she exposed that the media had a lot of lies. It, a lot of the stuff that she saw, it was not covered in the media. It was, yeah, it wasn't true.
Right.
So that gets me to my next question, is like, when you have encountered things like that, how do you stay resilient, you know, in the midst of all this false media? Like, how do you stay, you continue to stay positive, you continue to be consistent to put out the videos, despite you, you know, on active duty in the IDF, your little time that you have off, you continue, you know, even with all the cyber attacks. So how do you continue to remain positive in the midst of chaos? Over to you.
Well, it's a great question. I think the main thing that has actually helped me to keep doing what I'm doing is the fact that I have the ability. Not a lot of people that I know actually can speak English and talk about their experience online and to try to talk about what they're feeling. So when I am able to do that and I can find a little bit of time here, I will do it. And this is actually the main reason that I started to do that. is when October 7 happened, I thought, what can I do more than what I'm doing now? And I saw so many people celebrating the October 7th, and I couldn't understand that. So I was like, what are you celebrating? Exactly. It's going to be a bloody war. There's nothing to celebrate. No, we are not the only one that's going to suffer from this. The Palestinians as well are going to suffer from this war and see where it got that. So when I saw people celebrating what happened on October 7th, I was like, what are you doing? War is not something to celebrate.
No.
You should never be happy that there's people dying, no matter who you are. So I had the ability to talk. I had the ability to experience and to share my life as a Jewish, black person living in this country. So I think the main thing that kept me so positive is just the thought that I'm doing what I can do, and I'm trying to provide as much as help for others. And people are going to talk. I know I'm receiving so many hate comments, but it is what it is. People are going to hate me. That's what I thought. I didn't started uploading video without thinking that people gonna love me. Every single person that's gonna watch my video is gonna love me. Obviously people gonna hate me, people gonna talk a lot of bad things about me, but it is what it is, and we just have to continue doing what we need to do. And I'm not gonna let this type of people to ruin the things that I want to do and promoting the message that I want to promote to the other people.
Yes, well, thank you. And for those, that hate, we're always going to have haters, and I'm happy that you ignore that, because you have people like me that love and support you. And, big kudos to what you're doing, and you're being a voice to the voiceless. You said something, also being bilingual, you speak Hebrew, you speak English, so you're able to translate and be able to tell your stories, with both narratives, because I love how you also do your videos in your native language, but then you also do videos in English. So even when I was there, I was asking, okay, how do I learn some of the, the language, like toda, thank you, shalom and peace, so it's really important also to speak to also the Jews here in the diaspora that live in America, that live in Europe and so forth, especially like the first generational, second generational, like American, their children, a lot of them that don't really know the history. So I'm happy that you also, you also have the videos in both languages, which is extremely important in telling your story. But I also wanted to say, how do we, to end it and conclude on this question, how can we continue to improve and represent, the true narrative in the community? I know that, for example, I'm using my podcast, and is very important for, me to get special VIP guests like you, who does not have the opportunity to get on the bigger, mainstream media channels to tell your story. But this is an avenue where, I have over 10,000 followers on my social media and on, Spotify podcast, Apple podcast. So even in my small level, this is how I'm able to make an impact. But what would be your call to action to others who are interested in telling the true narrative and story? And what are any of your last words? If you have any last words, prayers, quotes, I would love to hear you speak it in Hebrew and then translate it in English, because that really touches me. And I believe that there's certain things that you say in your native language is not easily translated in English. So if you can give us your last words or quotes in Hebrew and translate it to English, but what would be your call to action to everybody that's listening today?
I think that the little that you can do is matter. No matter where you are, even if you're going to share a post or, share it to your story or to your WhatsApp group, every single thing, even if it's going to reach a really small number of people, it's going to help. Because one person going to impact others and the neighbors, it's going to impact so many people. I think even the small action that you're going to do is actually the one that's really important. Because we are trying to reach to the people that actually want to learn, that actually want to study. And the people that are curious and they have no knowledge about this. So even the little that you can do is, I think, is the best thing. Even if you're going to, you don't have to, open a camera and talk online if you don't want to. But, a share or like, a comment is going to help. You know, even I love seeing positive comments. So even when I'm receiving so many hate comments, I'm seeing a comment that people are actually appreciate and inspired by the things that I'm doing is actually helping me. And yeah, so this is actually the thing that is going to help the most.
Thank you. Thank you. And what are some of like the last words and quotes or, you know, any type of things and values that you live by that keep you going in the midst of this war, which is, you know, a very deadly war. So what are the things that you live by or quotes or prayers that you live by that keeps you going?
I think that not fooling yourself in just so much hate and violence. I know we are in a chaos situation, and even if we're in the middle of a really bloody war, I think keeping the peace and keeping the idea of peace, and I think peace is the only thing that we all need to want. And I'm talking every time, even in my platform, to both sides, you know, drive so much hate and violence against the other side is not the thing they're going to solve this problem. Even if this war is going to end in a few months, it will happen in a few years again. Yes. So nothing changes if nothing changes. I think peace is the key, and love, and, you know, just be kind. And you can support both sides. You don't have to just stick with one. And we can together come against one thing, and it's terrorism. So,
yes. Yes. Thank you. And I love how you ended with that. It all ends in love. And we should love, you know, our people in Israel. We should love our people in Palestine. And at the end of the day, we want peace against the enemy, which is the terrorists, not against us. So we should unite in love. So thank you. Thank you for that. What is your social media handle for people that want to follow you, that don't know your social media, that want to follow your videos?
So my Instagram is I am Kalkidani. It's K-A-L-K-I-D-A-N-I. It's my actual full name. My name is Kalkidan, but you can call me Kalki.
Okay. So Kalkidan, and I will also put the her profile link, and I'll link it to the podcast and the profile, so you guys can please follow her, like, and share. Please, as we leave out Kali, say it in Hebrew. Tell them thank you, and please like and share and follow your channel, and continue to support us.
Toda rabba lach, toda rabba lekulam,
vezo, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It has been a great pleasure, and I wish you a blessed day. Keep up the good work. May God bless you. May God bless our people in Israel. And may God bless the IDF force. And I pray for hopefully peace in Israel, peace in Jerusalem, and peace in Palestine soon. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. 'Thank you to all of you guys that tuned in for the Wellness and Wahala podcast, our special VIP guest, Kali. Thank you so much, our IDF hero, Israel Defense Force hero, for tuning in. I'm going to leave you with the Israel National Anthem song, Hativa, I believe. It's the anthem of hope, and we have Israel sing as in Israel and across the diaspora. They're singing it a cappella, one of my favorite songs of hope in this time. Thank you all, and wishing you a week of Noahala, peace, love, and blessing. Deep up.
love.